13, is that it?
Item 13 is the 2011 appropriation transfer packet, which includes just capital improvements. Both sets of fund transfers were signed by the county executive on March 1st.
Everybody got any questions on that? Supervisor Mayo?
Can you talk about number 13 and why we have this big fund transfer and about the projects and stuff? Could it be on the record for you?
So what now, Supervisor?
I would like to go over why we have this big fund transfer.
Who's here for finance? Okay. You here for finance? You want to have somebody discuss it, Supervisor?
Yep. Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Who's going to be here to discuss it?
Ms. Bryant.
Are you here?
Mr. Chairman, we can...
Well, sit in front there so I can see you. I don't want to look sideways.
If you just give me a moment, I would like the department to discuss the issue, but if you want to talk about the mechanics of the transfer...
Is that what you want to do?
Yes.
And then sit in front of me.
Okay,
oh, these are the people?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
And who are you?
I'm Andrea Weddle Henning. I'm the resident contract manager at Milwaukee County DOT.
How long have you been here at the county?
Actually, almost 15 years, believe it or not.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't even know you. All right, go ahead.
And I'm Faye Roberts with the Department of Transportation.
Okay. Now, as before us, what do you guys have to say about this transfer package?
All right, we are bringing before the committee a fund transfer. We had a project on 13th and Putes that had a project overrun of $262,000.
Good God. Did that person get fired who did that?
He no longer works here.
Oh, that is something. Okay.
All right. And then
was there anybody else connected with that overrun? Was there anybody else connected with that overrun?
The department has had a changeover in staff.
Okay.
And the majority of the people who were working there at that time are no longer there.
Okay. All right. Go ahead. Right.
So in an effort to do cleanup in the department for a year-end project closeout, we were trying to cover the overrun, and we found a surplus of money in one of our other projects, which was West Oklahoma and 108th and 76th Street. We found a $3.5 million surplus.
Jeez. How in the world can that happen? Can you share with me how in the world we do a $100 million and find a $3 million surplus? Can you explain that to me, please?
Yes, sir. When we went through the information to identify the surplus, we found that the budgeted amount for the project was actually over $7 million. At that time, when the project was approved, it was a reconstruct, which was to rebuild a road, which was why $5 million was put into the budget to actually do the project. Somewhere along the line, some decision was made, and in trying to identify why we had the surplus, we found that the project moved from a reconstruct to a rehabilitation, which would mean that the project was not rebuilt, but there were improvements that were made on the project.
Are the people in the municipalities happy with that?
I would defer to Ms.
Are they happy with that?
Yes, they were happy with that, with the improvements that we did make. We did more of
them. What counties, what municipalities was that?
Oh, there's about four of them.
Do you remember them?
Yep. It was.
Didn't say them.
Okay. It was in Oklahoma. It was city of, I believe it was city of West Allis. That was one of them. City of Milwaukee was the other. So they were fine with that.
So it was two?
Yes.
Not four?
Not four. Not four. There was another project that we had that had four.
So you was confused, but now you're still
yes.
Now.
Yes, I have. There's a lot of projects up here, so
okay.
I
just
want
to make sure.
There's
the right information. Okay.
A lot of projects up there. Mm-hmm.
All right, because it went from a reconstruct to a rehabilitation, it meant that the project costs went in half.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, we identified at the end of the year that we had the surplus of $3.5 million. In trying to cover the overrun, for the 13th and Putes project.
Mm-hmm.
We just worked with the DAS to identify if we would be able to utilize some of the funds to cover the hole that was created by the overruns on 13th and Putes.
Mm-hmm.
So we put together a fund transfer to request two things. One, to be able to take the surplus from the Oklahoma project and utilize some of the funds to cover the hole from the 13th and Putes. And that is basically what the difference is.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
How much money do you have after you cover that?
Well, actually, we went through the documents here. We did have some money that came from, was it CHIP? Was it a CHIP project?
Yes, it was a CHIP project.
All right, so mm-hmm. from the $3.5 million, basically, we took out $450,000, which was for the CHIP funds. Is that how that
mm-hmm.
went, Pam?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about $2.9 million that's actually there.
And did you send that to the contingent fund, or what did you plan on doing with it?
Well, we have been requested by the Transportation and Public Works at our May cycle to identify exactly where the rest of those funds will be going.
Steve, do we have any say-so in reference to the bottom line of that, or would the county executive have that say-so, or who have a say-so on it, you know?
On the carryover process?
No, the bottom line, the $2.9 million is left.
Mr. Chairman, this committee will be reviewing the capital carryovers.
Okay. Thank you very much. I know that I pushed you and you explained it extremely well. And I'm just having a wonderful time up here. This is my last finance thing, and I'm just having a wonderful time. Supervisor right. Mayo,
well, ask them about some more extra money they might find that might be and what we have. That's not paid for right now that we're going to have to pay for later.
I don't know anything about that.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Well, what we would hope to do, and, you know, there's a lot of people that we have had some changeovers, but what we plan to do as a department is to look at all our projects. We have a lot of projects on the books that we need to look at from the beginning to the end and close them out. And at that time, we will be able to look at the funding sources that we have for each, make sure that we are covered and have been reimbursed for those funding sources, and then also look at all our expenditures for the entire projects. For each project, we have probably, I would say on the books right now, probably maybe 25 to 30 projects that we have to look at to make sure they're closed out. It hasn't been done, but it's going to take a lot of work. But we want to make sure you guys are informed.
Now how often periodically do you do that? Or should it have been done?
It should have been done. Every
but
year.
But you are going to make sure it be
oh,
done.
Oh, yes, I'm going to make sure
so
that it's done.
So when will you have a completion that this will be done?
You know, I don't want to give a date, but we're
you
working on it.
Give some kind of idea, because I want to know.
Well, by the May cycle, maybe we will have.
So I won't be here to get the good news.
Oh, you won't get
we'll
the good news.
We'll send it
but
to you, though.
No, but we're working really hard on it.
Okay.
And with it being a new, we want to set up a process as we go.
Okay.
So for all the new projects, we'll be following the same process. And this is going to be done during the process, during the project, and towards the end of the project, so we don't have to go back 5-10 years later. But the thing about it is, which is very difficult for us, is we get a lot of the funding from DOT, either 80% reimbursement or 90%. The problem we have is they don't close their books until 2-3 years later after we have closed our, or, you know, came close. So we have to make sure that we check with them and make sure our numbers match, make sure everything's closed out, so that when we do close the project out, we don't have to come back and say we need additional money because we got a bill or we got, you know, some issues with closing out a project. So we will take time to go back as far as we need to go and to get those projects off the books that need to be, check with DOT, and make sure we're all in order, and we'll continue to keep you guys updated with that. Even with the new projects, we're going to go through a process, and you'll understand what that process is as the year goes by, you know, that you'll be able to be informed more about what goes on. If we find anything that, like we did here, we'll definitely bring it to the board so you're aware of it, and then we'll try to fix it as best as we can. So
well,
that's what we're trying
button,
to do.
You did a real good job. Go ahead. Supervisor Mayo?
I just have one question, Ms. Bryant. Ms. Bryant, with all these different projects that we just closed up, do we have any arbitrage charges to any of these projects?
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, I'm not anticipating any arbitrage issue, mainly because
yeah,
earnings rates are so low, and so they won't exceed the interest rate on the bonds. It's probably not going to be an arbitrage issue.
All right, thank you.
Okay. Are there any supervisors? De Bruin?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Can I have a approval of item numbers 13 and 14 if possible, full-time transfer?
Okay. Item 13 and 14. Anybody opposed to that? So order. Are there any other further questions? Okay. Do we need to call a roll on it?
Yes.
Call a roll on 13 and 14.
Supervisors De Bruin?
Aye.
Mayo?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Fumo West?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
Motion to approve items 13 and 14, 6-0.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
I see that our reports are in good hands.
And good luck
to you.
It was a pleasure, too, Chairman.
Thank you.
Oh, boy, what kind of shoes you got?
I will
go back now. Item 10, we can clean this up.